For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. I'm very excited this morning because I'm going to begin a new series on the book of James. And again, beginning September 10th, I'll be doing this teaching on Monday night, actually three Monday nights in a row, September 10th, 17th, and 24th. So I'm going to be putting segments of it on the radio right now, and you'll be able to like get a glimpse of what we're going to be doing. I would love to have you join me, men and women, all denominations. We will meet at 7 o'clock, free registration. We'll be right here in Metairie on Camphor Street. We're using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church. And we just combine in there. It seats 100 of us easily. And I provide all kinds of notes. But you, if you would, I would love it if you would register. You must register. And that way I'll know how much to provide. We'll have coffee served. And go to AnnaDonahueMinistries.com and just register. We do ask for a $2 donation. It helps us pay for this facility. And then I take an offering for the ministry. But boy, if you just love digging into your Bible, and wait till you see these topics that James addresses, and I think you're going to fall in love with James the person. He's just an amazing guy, and I'll start doing that even right now. But go to the website and register for that class. And you'll learn stuff like this. James, the book of James, is one of the earliest New Testament books in our Bible. When James wrote this book, none of the four Gospels had been written yet. This is fresh out of the gate. That James wrote, he was about to take over the Church of Jerusalem. It was a young church, and just think of this, it was still receiving leadership from the apostles themselves, from the apostles who walked and talked with Jesus. Now, James, brothers and sisters, was the half-brother of Jesus. And he didn't even get born again, didn't even believe in Jesus as God, as the Messiah, until after the resurrection. But listen to this scripture in 1 Corinthians, and look how personal Jesus is. He appears to James. I love this. So, 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 3 through 8. This is Paul exhorting the people at Corinth. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance. What is it, Paul? That Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Look at verse 7. Then he appeared to James. And many commentaries agree this has to be James, the half-brother of Jesus. This is just amazing to me. And then to all the apostles. Last of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. This is just so beautiful to me that James is growing up in the same household as Jesus, and yet he didn't believe till after the resurrection. And Jesus appears to him, and James believes. And so he's about to take over this church. And what begins to happen, brothers and sisters, is persecution starts to really affect this beautiful church of Jerusalem. And now James is confronted with, oh my goodness, how do I keep my people going? What these trials and temptations, how do I exhort them? You'll also see in the book of James, you'll see similar, if I could use the word, tones or attitudes or sounds of Jesus with the Sermon on the Mount. It's so neat because you can picture James as a disciple listening to all the teachings of Jesus. And now here it's his turn. And man, that discipleship worked. You'll hear, especially in James chapter 2, how he shows no partiality. I love that. Jesus and the cross, man. That we're all, it's the great equalizer, huh? Jesus is. That cross is the great equalizer. Doesn't matter what color you are or if you're rich or poor. Man, all at the cross, we're all the same. And you can hear James, and he's exhorting his people because they're being persecuted. And they're fleeing, actually. They're fleeing the mother church. And James gives in James 1:2, consider it holy joyful, my brethren, whenever you're enveloped in or encounter any trials of any sort, or you're falling into various temptations, various there, multicolored or many shaded temptations. And I'm going to explain to you the rest of the week, why can you be joyful? Anna, are you joking me? Joyful in temptation? I'm going to tell you why. James gives us our first key. So join me tomorrow. We're going to get into this right away on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Rain it down, rain it down.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.